The Hurling Pod on Off the Ball.
No particular order. Happy enough?
Just top five.
Yeah. So we'll go Keane Lynch, TJ Reid, Dermot Burns, Barry Nash, Tony Kelly.
Free wherever you get your podcast.
Off the Ball's Final Whistle. Your comprehensive write-up of the weekend's Gaelic games.
Hello and welcome along to Off the Ball's Final Whistle. I'm David Wilson. After a bumper weekend of hurling action, we'll have reaction from both the Leinster and Munster hurling finals and Kildare's historic victory in the Joe McDonagh Cup final. After Kilkenny won their 77th Leinster crown and booked their place in the All-Ireland semi-final, we'll hear from their Bannisdor Derek Ling, whilst we get the reaction from an incredible Saturday night in Limerick as Cork stopped John Kiley's men, winning 7 Mi'kmaqi Cups in a row by defeating the Treaty on penalties. But first to events at Croke Park on Sunday, and Kilkenny secured their 6th consecutive Leinster Senior Hurling Championship title with a 3-22-120 victory over Galway. Despite missing star forward Owen Cody, Kilkenny established a commanding 13-point lead by the 57th minute thanks to key performances from TJ Reid, who scored 1-4, Mossy Keown notched 2 goals and 2 points, whilst fullback Hugh Lawler was Lord of the Skies and he won Man of the Match. Galway launched a spirited late comeback led by Cathal Mannion, who scored 10 points and set up Brian Kilcannon's goal, narrowing the gap at one stage to 4. Tiernan Killeen also impressed off the bench, contributing 2 points. However, a late goal from Keown, followed by a mistake by substitute keeper Dara Walsh, sealed the win for Kilkenny. Adrian Mullen and Billy Ryan both tacked on important scores late on as Kilkenny weathered the storm. Galway struggled with consistency, particularly during a 25-minute scoreless spell in the second half. Although Galway ignited some late energy through substitutions and some strategic changes, including moving Mannion closer to goal, their efforts fell short. Kilkenny now advanced to the All-Ireland semi-final, aiming to end a decade-long wait for a national title. The Cats won all 5 of their group clashes in Leinster, plus they defeated Galway for a second time today. And after the game, Off the Ball GAA correspondent Tommy Rooney spoke to the Kilkenny manager Derek Ling, and he believes that his side have been properly tested ahead of the All-Ireland semi-final in a month's time.
I think we have. Look, from the start of the Leinster campaign, you know, we're always spoken about as being favourites, but we put a huge amount of work into each game and we prepare for each game, you know, like any other, it doesn't matter who you're playing. I think it's probably taken for granted that we're going to go win these games, but a huge amount of work goes into it, particularly from the players. They do it all, and, you know, we've been working very hard at that, and so I suppose I don't want to... I'm not sure. I mean, we've been tested in different games at different stages. We lost to Wexford and Dublin. You know, we would have been disappointed with a spell in that game as well. And likewise today. So regardless of who we're playing, we know we're going to have to find another gear or two for the next day. And that's the reality of it. But that's something we'll go after and we're looking forward to that. But, you know, we took this campaign very seriously. And, you know, we got our reward today. We're Leinster champions and that was the objective. But at the same time, we know we've got a lot of work to do. Yeah, possibly, yeah. So I suppose, look, we'll make a few plans the next couple of days now, but, you know, the next few days we'll take off and we're back then for recovery maybe midweek. And, you know, it's getting the heads down again. We've a lot of, like I said, we've a bit of work to do now. And there's competition in the squad as well, which is really good. You know, like I said, we've lads coming back from injury and some lads didn't play today and it was marginal calls, you know, for the first 15. So that's what we want. We need that competition there in the squad. And... So yeah, look, we'll enjoy the next couple of days, but after that, it's really heads down now.
We hear so much about that in squads, especially at the top level of hurling, that it's the standards are set inside and the rootlessness in training is a big thing. Can that just switch on, or does something in particular have to happen in the next couple of weeks for that to go up a few gears?
No, look, this year we've had a very competitive squad and training has been really good and we've had that competition, so... we just need to probably pick it out up again, like... During the campaign, you don't really get a chance for lots of games and, you know, you're going week to week, so it's really about recovery more than anything else. But in the run-up to the Leinster campaign, we had a good run at it and, you know, I thought, you know, coming into the first game against Galway, we had a lot of work done. I thought we hit the ground running and, you know, we need to get back to that now and use the next couple of weeks to build that momentum again and raise the standard as well. So, but look, it's a great place to be and, you know, the alternative was out, you'd be out in 2 weeks and it'd be do or die. Now we have a few weeks to prepare and get ready for a semi-final.
Galway will now take on losing Joe McDonagh Cup finalist Laois next week. Their manager, Micheál Donoghue, said that the concession of the Mossy Keown goal just before half-time was a big blow.
I think in the first half, I think it was cagey enough. It was, what, 10-9 coming up to half-time, and then obviously Kilkenny get the goal to have a four-point gap at half-time. And then obviously at half-time we try to address a few things and look, the priority was to try and come out and attack the game, which we didn't, and which was disappointing. And obviously Kilkenny took full advantage and showed the experience that they have. And I think then obviously when they had that reflected on the scoreboard, you know, they're set up with maybe their six dropping off as a sweeper, and we really struggled with that. And then I thought when we pushed up and figured that out, and then we started being a bit more dominant in our own half back line, got back into the game, brought it back to four, and then the concession of the 1-1 really quickly just took the wind out of the sails again.
And Donoghue has full faith in this group despite Sunday's result.
No, I wouldn't say a bigger job. Obviously, look, the disappointment of today, and I suppose the narrative will be that, you know, it was probably similar to previous years and previous teams, but look, we know what we have in the squad, and I said we'll try and take the positives out of today as we move forward. The boys will probably go out and let off a bit of steam tonight, and then we regroup and go again. Yeah, look, huge challenge again. But I said we know it's going to be a big task, but look, as I said, we still have full faith and trust in the group that we can bounce back.
Kildare made history by winning their first ever Joe McDonagh Cup title, defeating Laois 226-119 in the final at Croke Park. This victory marks a significant achievement for Kildare Hurling, elevating the county to the top tier of the sport just over 12 months on from winning the Christie Ring competition, which is the third tier. Tied at half-time and fortunate to be level at that stage, given the amount of chances Laois wasted, Kildare cut loose after the break to beat Laois comfortably for the second time in the competition. Second half goals from Jack Sheridan and substitute Jack Travers proved crucial, while free-taker David Qualter finished with 13 points on a famous day for the county. Manager Brian Dowling, former Kilkenny stalwart, told Off the Balls' Jonathan Higgins that's an amazing day for Kildare Hurling.
Yeah, look, unbelievable day for Kildare Hurling. We're just so thrilled now for everyone in Kildare. It's hard to believe really what we're after achieving. You know, we're here last year winning the Christie Ring, so to come up and win the Joe McDonagh is just an incredible achievement, and it's a testament to the players, you know, that they're the lads who go over the white lines. And that second half performance, you know, bar the first goal that went in, I thought was absolutely incredible. And, you know, we just pushed on there for the last half an hour, which is great to see.
The character, because the first half I thought you probably edged it on performance, but it's still level on the scoreboard. They stuck in there and made it difficult, and then you touched on it. 15 seconds into the second half, one scrabbled over the line.
Yeah, no, look, we weren't actually happy with the first half. I didn't think we were flowing, you know, but look, Laois are an excellent team and they're going to be on top as well. And then you go out after half time, I was actually barely on the sideline and the ball goes into the net. You're like, oh, geez, here we go again. What's going to happen now? But I probably didn't panic either, because I knew the character that's in that dressing room. We said we were going to leave absolutely everything out there, and for good enough. And thankfully we were today. And, you know, just it's just a surreal moment, really. It's amazing what they're after doing.
Lilywhite captain Rian Boran paid tribute to the work done in the Kildare underage, plus the work all his teammates and coaching staff have put in over the last 9 months.
Yeah, all I can say is right now I'm very grateful for the work that's been done, you know, behind the curtains in Kildare GAA, as well as the 35 lads that were around me for the last 9 months and years before. There's been some serious sacrifice and serious work there done, you know, in the last couple of months and just the last couple of years as well. So I think definitely I've a couple of thank yous to still give around even after the speech, but I'll do my best to get around them all now today.
It was quite a speech. I felt like a lot of emotion just being let fly, almost.
Yeah, hugely. Sure, it means a lot. You know, the position that we were put in over the last couple of years, you know, was up and down very much, winning and losing games. But it didn't seem to affect the lads out there at all today. We just tried to, I guess, focus on our controllables, you know, our nutrition, our fitness, our physicality. Of course, we have a brilliant backroom team there, backroom management that have taken away all the, you know, complex preparation that needs to be done. It's you know, we just listen to what needs to be done, and that was it, yeah.
Deadeye David Qualter said the victory mightn't even set in until next week when they take on Dublin in Newbridge.
Oh, it's absolutely unbelievable. I still couldn't even believe it, to be honest, with Ryan lifting the cup up there, looking into the crowd at, like, all the friends and family and everything. I don't think it'll even set in maybe until we play Dublin next week, to be honest, but it's just absolutely unreal. What a group we have. Just so, so proud of the lads. Everyone stepped up today.
Now turning attention to events on Saturday, and Cork secured their first Munster Senior Hurling Championship title in 7 years with a dramatic penalty shootout victory over Limerick. The match at the TUS Gaelic Grounds in Limerick ended 130-227 after extra time before the Rebels emerged victorious, ending Limerick's 6-year provincial dominance by winning the penalty shootout 3-2. The game was a high-intensity affair with Cork's Dara Fitzgibbon, Shane Barrett, Conor Lee Han and Shane Kingston delivering standout performances. Limerick's Aaron Gillan contributed significantly with 9 points. The sides were level 15 times over painfully tense 94 minutes of action before penalties were required to separate the two teams for the first time in top-tier hurling. The penalty shootout saw Cork's Conor Lee Han, Shane Kingston and Alan Connolly convert their attempts, while Limerick's Declan Hannan missed the decisive penalty. Cork's victory not only ended Limerick's bid for a 7th consecutive title, but also signalled a resurgence for Cork hurling. After suffering a 16-point drubbing in the group stage, Cork banished star Pat Ryan told OTB GA correspondent Tommy Rooney that the difference this time out was that the Rebels put pressure on the Treaty all over the field.
We're just going to have to fight. Look, we're fighting. We put pressure on them all over the place, and they put pressure on us all over the place. That's the game, like. And but look, we were in the game today. Do you know what I mean? From the day one, we were engaged. We were. You know, Keane Minch was on top of probably top of Kieran at the start. Kieran was everywhere. He was. Do you know what I mean? And Keane is a super player. And I thought, look, Kieran, as the game wore on, got on top there a small bit. But that's what you have to do. Yeah. Like, you know, you have to put really, really good teams under pressure. And look, you take your chances. Then, whether you win or not.
Limerick will now lick their wounds before getting ready to take on the winners of the clash between Kildare and Dublin in 2 weeks' time. Limerick boss John Kiely felt that the Cork perhaps got the rub of the green on Saturday night.
They had the response, I suppose, when we did get ahead, they came back another score. But all told, I just have to be super proud of our lads, the effort they put in. It was just an incredible effort. We've won 6 out of 7 Munster finals. That record, I think, will stand a long time. I think the extra time piece. Again, we've a great record in extra time. I thought we played exceptionally well. I thought we were the better team in extra time. I think we created 14 scoring chances to their 8 in extra time. So I thought we had enough done to win the game in that extra time period, and I think, you know, I think Cork got a really good rub of the green there just in that last piece, you know. And but listen, we got to penalties, and penalties are penalties, you know. There's no dress rehearsal for this. There's no practicing for this. It's just put your best foot forward, and you know, you're taking the shot on behalf of the group. It's not on the lads, you know, really. And I thought Declan, Tom, and Barry, you know, manfully put their hand up to take these penalties, and you know, as far as we're concerned, you know, it was our Limerick senior hurling team who lost this afternoon. It wasn't to do with Barry or Tom or Dickens.
There was an intense exchange as the sides went in at half time, with both sets of management confronting the match officials. But Cork boss Pat Ryan says he was just there to tell the referee that he was complimenting his officiating.
Pat, what were you unhappy with at half time?
What was I unhappy with?
When the half time whistle went, it seemed like you were making your way over to Thomas Welsh.
Just to say he was doing a great job.
Okay.
No, I think, look, we're all fighting tooth and nail for calls. And, you know, like, just look, the game is so fast, it's so thing, and, you know, Tomas is a fantastic referee, and, you know, we're fighting for calls, John Kiley's fighting for calls, and that's just the nature of it. But, look, I thought, look, in fairness to the referees that are there at the moment, look, they're all doing their best, and they're all trying to do it in an honourable and a straight way. And, look, in fairness, there was a couple of calls that we went against, but I heard John shouting for plenty of scores that didn't go his way, so that's just the game. And, you know, look, credit to them, credit to the officials, and, you know, James Owens came on then, and which is tough for him, and did a good job as well.
Cork's Seamus Harnady has soldiered with his team for many years. He told Tommy Rooney that the influx of the latest generation of players helps keep him young.
Yeah, Mir, you kind of compartmentalise every year as it comes, and look, we've been a bit disappointed, you know, the last few years that we haven't got to a final, but yeah, we haven't been in the final in a long time. So look, we're actually thrilled. We're just thrilled with the way things are going inside the squad. You kind of just have to, every year's the past, you just have to put them to bed and move on. But look, as I said, the young fella is coming. You know, the young fella is coming, just keep it young, and they're making it very competitive, and when it's that competitive, that'll drive you to finals, that'll drive success.
What else is keeping you young? Because you're absolutely flying it out there.
I'm really enjoying it. I always said it, I think half the battle is up in the head, you know, and in the mind, and we've great S&C and Ian Jones, and I think the management are understanding as well. You know, if you need a night off, you get a night off. But look, Ian is brilliant, you know, he really emphasises recovery in your days off. I suppose that was something I wasn't probably fantastic at doing when I was younger, but no, absolutely.
What else is it when you say it's in the head, half the battle? Is it the fire that's lit in you, or what, like, what is it? Like, is it that competitive spirit, or because it's easy to just say, look, I've given my stint, I've put in what I have and call it a day.
Yeah, I suppose, like, you've seen a really good 20s team coming through the last few years, and them lads that have stepped up and made a transition into the senior squad, they're incredibly nice lads, and they're very energetic, enthusiastic, and as I said, there's no egos there, and they rub off in a positive way. And I suppose I'd always like to see myself as a positive fella as opposed to the negative fella, anyway, and that keeps you young too. But look, if you can enjoy occasions like that and being involved like that, you're in the wrong sport. And I just love being part of days like this and squads like that. So yeah, and part of the management, and as I said, Ian, they're driving a good culture there too, and that makes it all the more enjoyable.
Wingback Mark Coleman had a storming day playing number 7. He paid tribute to the fresh new blood, Pat Ryan, and the Savage Cork hurling support.
Yeah, we're getting great joy out of young fellas because, you know, well, they're not like Cormac's around now since 2021. Like, he's been, you know, unbelievable this year, really. He was unlucky to just get an injury before the first round of the championship. He probably would have been in, but, like, these lads are, they're just made for it. Like, they're not fazed by the big occasion at all, and they perform massively. So.
There's your manager, Pat Ryan, slipping and past you there to go into the dressing room. We'll let you go to celebrate with the teammates. But pandemonium on the field, like, it's the support you have. They're just waiting for something in Cork, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. These are the days you dream of. These are the days you relish, like, and the support we have is probably the best in Ireland, to be honest, like, with any team. Like, I suppose they're starved of success around Cork, like, and any time we win anything, they go mad, like, so. We'll enjoy it today, and I will enjoy tonight and tomorrow. And
I don't think you won the official man of the match, but Tommy Walsh, a fellow wing back, had you as man of the match and off the ball. So that's one to take home. Just a word on what Pat Ryan has done to keep you on track for the last couple of weeks.
Since
that beating in here 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
how did you just take stock and just...
Well, I suppose the first week, really, it was kind of a matter of put it to the back of the mind, forget about it, and get on to Waterford. After that, it was quite easy to kind of fix because it was our work rate and our effort, our attitude just wasn't there. So that's an easy fix.
Now, that is all we have time for on this week's Final Whistle. Just to sum up, Kildare will take on Dublin for a place in the All-Ireland quarter-final against Limerick next weekend. Laois will do battle with Tipperary, where the winners will get to play Galway in the other quarter-final in 2 weeks' time. Remember, you can catch Off The Ball Breakfast from 7:30 every weekday morning on both YouTube and the Go Loud app. If you want more in-depth analysis of a massive weekend of hurling, Will O'Callaghan will be joined by Paul Murphy and James Skehill on the Hurling Pod, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Tommy Rooney will be joined by Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue to look ahead to football's biggest weekend yet next weekend on this week's Football Pod. And Owen Sheehan will be back in the hot seat on News Talk from 7 p.m. each weeknight. He'll be joined by the likes of Richie Hogan, Cullen Boyle and Darren O'Sullivan and a whole lot more this week. And not to miss a single second of our wall-to-wall GA coverage this summer, why not become a member and subscribe at offtheball.com/join. I'm David Wilson, and I'll be back with more next weekend.